certain type of player that, you know, you guys used to draft. What type of mentality or mindset are you looking for these guys now that you're in charge here?
You know, we did have a specific brand of football we played in Baltimore. And, you know, I think the most important thing is that it's not so much, you know, we're working in collaboration together. So, you know, me and Howie have a great relationship. And it's what's best for the Philadelphia Eagles at the end of the day. You know, but everybody's looking for mentally tough, smart, physically tough guys.
Do you guys have prototypes for each position? Is that where you come at it when you're looking at players?
Yeah, I think there's baseline levels of talent, height, weight, speed for every position. I think the most important job that our scouts have is to go deeper than that. It's to get to know the player, the person, as best as you can. The way he competes on a consistent basis, how he fits in with the team, if he's a leader. All the things that you don't see on tape.
How do you have your scouts go do that? Like, what are some of the tricks of the trade in terms of getting beyond what they have on the surface? You know, what they tell you? Or yeah. They probably want to tell you everything.
Yeah.
You,
what they want this to hear. This business, like any other business, is a people business. And the most important thing is when you go into a school, building your sources and getting good relationships, getting great relationships at the different schools that each scout's assigned to, whether it's a coach, whether it's a trainer, whether it's a custodian, anybody that'll give you great information, consistent and reliable information.
On that note, most of these scouts predated your time here. Are they up to speed, or do they understand what you want at each position?
Yeah, you know, since I've been here in May, we've had a lot of meetings. And it's a great group of guys, guys that are very passionate about football, guys that are very smart. It's been great to get to know those guys. I think we're all on the same page. We've had one round of meetings in December. I thought those went great. Can't wait to get back together with these guys in February, then in April, and then get the coaches involved in April as well.
How does having the young franchise quarterback dictate or affect what you do? You know, it's a situation not everybody is in. Howie talked about the importance of getting the right people around him. You know, does that make the job different than it would be on another team?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's quite a few teams out there that wish they had a quarterback like Carson. So, you know, this is a unique situation, an opportunity to find guys that love football as much as Carson and have them come in here and grow with Carson and develop as a team.
When you look at, let's say you have multiple players at the same position, a similar grade, how much does a special teams aspect, whether it be return or a gunner as a corner, how much does that play into the whole evaluation process?
No, I mean, versatility, special teams, it plays a huge part. Everyone has a role to do on a team, and special teams plays a very big role.
Is this a deep draft, do you think?
I think this is a very good draft. I think Howie might have touched on a couple different positions, but I think this is a deep draft at tight end, at running back, corner, wide receiver. I think there's a lot of good players out there this year.
If part of your job is setting the free agent board, you don't have experience on the pro side. How has that been over this past year, and what's the process for that?
Yeah, you know, that was after being in the college side for so long. I really tried this year to focus on diving into the pro side, getting to know the league as well as I could, getting to know our team as best as I could, and it's been great. You know, we just finished up our first round of UFA meetings with our pro scouts last week right after the East-West practices, and we're looking forward to getting the coaches involved here shortly, get their opinions on these guys. So that's been a point of emphasis for me.
Did you ever learn how to kind of balance your time between looking at the pro level and then college level, because now you have to do both?
No, it's definitely been an adjustment. You know, like I said, just having, you know, for so long just strictly worrying about college and going on visits, it's definitely been a challenge. Just you know, time management is an important part of this business, and you know, it's been good rearranging my schedule and making sure I can burn both ends of the candle, so to speak.
Is your role just evaluating them, or are you valuing them too? In other words, are you assigning a price to them and talking with agents and things of that nature?
You know, I'm really learning a lot from Howie as far as the agent side of the business, the salary cap, the trade side. So I've been in on a ton of those meetings, and I'm just learning a lot.
So Howie said the draft board will be will be yours, or how's that whole process going to go?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be ours. And so not just me, not just Howie, but our scouts. You know, everyone that did the work, everyone's got a say. And you know, it's not just me, Howie. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be our scouts. It's going to be Doug. It's going to be the position coaches and the coordinators too.
You talked about that in relation to Ozzie Newsome. That was one of the things you valued about him, is that everybody who did the work had the say. You know, why is that important? And you know, is that something that you really want to make a big part of what you do here?
Yeah, I mean, we want to have the best scouting staff, evaluation staff in the NFL. And to do that, you have to have young guys that you develop and help them become great evaluators. And
part of that,
I mean, the only way to be a great evaluator and be a good report writer is to write a lot of reports and watch a lot of tape. And so that starts at a young age. So, you know, we have young personnel assistants that my hope is that they go on to be great evaluators, great GMs one day. And so that's part of the process is those guys will get a chance to present their players in the meeting.
Who taught you how to evaluate?
I would say that it was a process that developed over years of the playing the game, of being around unbelievable evaluators, being around a Hall of Famer like Ozzie Newsome, being around the person that runs this game now, Phil Savage, hired me in Baltimore, guys like Eric DaCosta, Terry McDonough. I've been very fortunate to be around a lot of the best evaluators in the league.
Being a former offensive lineman yourself, what do you look for in an offensive lineman?
Offensive lineman, it can be a tough position to evaluate because a lot of people get stuck on just the height, the weight, the speed, arm length. There's a lot that goes into the offense and defensive line position that are intangible based, intelligence, mental, physical toughness, consistent competitiveness.
As the scouting director last year, you took the number 2 rusher in the 5th round. The number 1 rusher, though, was the number 4 pick in the draft. Where do you fall on the value of the running back position?
If you get a great running back, it changes games. I think you saw that with Dallas this year. You know, it's just I think you can get not only running backs, you can get great players at every level of the draft. So
when you look at smaller school guys and, you know, you watch their film, they just explode off the tape. How do you kind of balance, like, okay, he's going to project into the league and not be overly in love with them from watching what you see?
Yeah, that could be a tough thing to project small school guys because, you know, you don't see them go up against Notre Dame's and Michigan's, you know, every week. So you try to focus on the times that they did play a higher level of competition. And then weeks like this week and last week in Tampa and the NFLPA game, they're huge. It's such a great opportunity for these guys to compete against the best players in college football.
You talked about the value of having, listening to everybody. What's your philosophy on the coaching staff and what kind of input they have into player evaluation?
It's vital. Because at the end of the day, you may have a particular type of player you've had success scouting in the past, but if it doesn't fit the coach's system, it does no good for the Philadelphia Eagles. So Doug, Jim, Frank, all of our position, all of our coaches' input is vital in this process.
That's along those lines. Jim Schwartz, cornerback, is a position that's been a lot of focus in Philadelphia. What are you looking for with Jim in a corner for his defense?
You know, corner is a position. It's probably next to quarterback the toughest position in all sports to play. It takes an elite level athlete, and they're the best athletes in the world. And it takes a high level of confidence. You know, those guys have to be able to shrug off a negative plays and be able to bounce back and pretend it didn't happen. So, you know, me and Jim have had a lot of conversations about not only the corner position but every position. This is my first time working with Jim. I know he had worked in the past in Baltimore before I'd gotten there. It's been great getting to know him and working with him.
Were you time scouting? Is there a receiver you can point to that's a Joe Douglas type receiver?
A Joe Douglas type receiver? I mean, again, you know, there's a lot of great receivers, and everyone has a different style. Whether it's a guy with all the tools like a Julio Jones and Calvin Johnson to a rough and rugged guy that's going to just impose his will on guys like Hines Ward, Anquan Boldin, You know, there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat in that in regards to that position.
And so which way do you skin it?
You know, I'm just looking for the guy that's going to come in here and compete and be productive and be the best player he can for the Eagles.
When you go about setting a draft board, are there certain benchmarks along that route that you want to meet at a certain point? Like the whole process, you get like to certain points, or you set it all at once?
No, you don't set it all at once. I mean, there's different stages. For us, we have our initial meetings with the scouts in December. Then we're going to have a very important round of meetings here in February before the combine. Then we're going to get back together in April after the combine, after the pro days, get with our coaches. They're going to have a chance to get out and get to know these players better and really get their input on them.
What do you think of the corners here, in particular, White, kid from LSU?
Tre'Davious White.
Tre'Davious White. Yeah.
Tre'Davious White. Well, it's always good when you wear number 18 at LSU. You know, we had a lot of success here with the guy that wore the same number in Benny Logan. So obviously, it takes a lot to earn the right to wear that number at LSU, and he did. He's a leader. He's been ultra productive. He's tough as nails. He plays nickel. He plays outside. He has ball skills. You can stack his production level up with any corner coming out in this draft.
I can ask you about the Villanova defensive end. He's in your backyard. What jumps out about him?
The first thing he jumps out is 6'7", and he's 280 pounds, and he's cut out a rock. I mean, he's as body beautiful as it gets. But I had a chance to go see Tano play a live game this year right down the road, and he did what you wanted a small school player to do, you know, 2 sacks in the first half. I mean, he's a guy with high level of talent.
Any more? I guess
Cooper?
Yeah,
Cooper, Eastern Washington. If you've watched his first two practices, you can't help but come away impressed. Another guy, 4-year starter at Eastern Washington, ultra productive. And the cool thing about him is, I was mentioning earlier about getting the opportunity to play high level. When he played against Pac-12 opponents, I think he rung them up for almost 800 yards in 4 games. So that tells you a lot right there. And just watching him come out here and compete, he's done a great job this week.